天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们平安，很高兴我们在天路导向又相聚了，我是主持人何晨星。今天我们进入信心之旅的第三讲，麦克牧师透过有关亚伯拉罕生平的信息来告诉我们，一个属神的人如果离开了神的旨意，跟着走下坡路。对于亚伯拉罕来说，到埃及去意味着离开了神的旨意，而且按照自己的意思去行。我们看看后面的结果会是怎样呢？
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you tuned in again.
我们很高兴你再次收听这个节目。
We have been going through a series of messages from the life of Abraham.
我们正在讲一系列有关亚伯拉罕生平的信息。
And I want to begin by saying that man's natural way of dealing with sin is to try to cover it up.
首先让我告诉你，人对付罪的方式往往是犯了罪之后加以掩饰
，rather than confessing it and repenting of it，
却不愿意承认罪过并且悔改。
Even the man Abraham, who was called God's friend，
即使是那位被称为神朋友的亚伯拉罕
，when he turned to political expediency， ended up not only lying but trying to cover up his sin。
他为了得到政治上的好处，不但撒谎，还要掩饰自己的过错。
In the last message, we saw Abraham leaving Haran for Canaan in obedience to God's original command.
在上次的信息里，我们看到亚伯拉罕遵行神起初的吩咐，离开哈兰前往迦南。
This happened after 6 years of a stagnant stage in his life.
这也是亚伯拉罕经过了6年停滞不前的生活之后才成型的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because of his murky obedience.
因为他不愿意全心全意地顺服神。
In Genesis 12:6, we saw him passing through the land as far as the site of Shechem and the oak of Moriah.
在创世纪12:6，我们看见亚伯拉罕经过示剑的摩利橡树那里。
The words Shechem and Moriah mean strength and instruction, and Abraham needed both.
示剑和摩利这两个地名的意思是能力和引导，这两样正是亚伯拉罕所需要的。
At this point, you may be saying, well, at last, perfect compliance with the will of God.
现在你大概认为亚伯拉罕终于肯完全顺服神的旨意了。
Yes and no.
我们可以这么说，但也不见得。
Abraham gets into Canaan and he gets a surprise.
当亚伯拉罕来到迦南，却遇到始料不及的事。
There was a hotel chain slogan that said,
有一家连号旅馆的广告标语这么说，
The best surprise is no surprise.
没有意外就是最好的惊喜。
Now most of us don't like the unexpected and the unpredictable.
大部分人都不喜欢意外和无法预料的事。
Most of us don't like what is lurking in the dark.
大部分人都不喜欢那些隐藏在黑暗里的事。
Most of us don't like what we cannot control.
大部分人都不喜欢自己无法控制的事。
When Abraham and company arrived in the land of Canaan,
当亚伯拉罕和他的家族来到迦南地时，
they held a reservation for the land.
这地已经预留给他们。
And that reservation had been confirmed by the highest authority possible.
而且是由最高当局为他们预定的。
God himself.
就是神自己。
But when they got there,
但是当他们到了那儿，
at verse 6 of Genesis 12,
创世纪12:6说，
there was a surprise.
他们遇上了出乎意外的事。
No vacancy sign is in big letters flashing all over Canaan.
整个迦南地都竖起了刻满的牌子。
The Canaanites were there.
那里住满了迦南人。
God had not said anything about the Canaanites.
神事先并没有提到迦南人。
And right at that point, Abraham's faith is about to be tested.
就在此刻，亚伯拉罕的信心要接受考验了。
Please listen carefully.
请留心听着。
The fact that you are in the center of the will of God does not mean that you will never face problems.
即使你活在神的旨意当中，并不表示你从此就不再有烦恼。
Or difficulties or adverse circumstances.
或者不再有困难和恶劣的环境。
The fact that you are at the very center of the will of God does not mean that you will not experience temptations.
即使你活在神的旨意当中，并不表示你不会遇见试探。
In fact, that you are at the very center of the will of God does not mean that you will not experience persecution.
即使你活在神的旨意当中，并不表示你就不会受到逼迫了。
I looked in vain in all four Gospels. I cannot find even one time that Jesus promised a bed of roses or trouble-free life.
四本福音书我都仔细查过，但找不到任何地方耶稣曾应许玫瑰常开，或者是无忧无虑的生活。
Now back to Genesis. Right after verse 6 comes verse 7.
现在请翻到创世纪十二章第七节。
While Abraham was scratching his head, saying, God, you told me to go to Canaan, but you did not tell me about the Canaanites.
亚伯拉罕搔着头皮对神说，神啊，你吩咐我到迦南来，但是你却没有告诉我这些迦南人的存在呀。
God, you command me to come here and leave my family, and here I am.
神啊，你吩咐我离开我的亲族到这里来，现在我已经来了。
In Genesis 12:7, the Bible said,
圣经创世纪十二章第七节说，
The Lord appeared to Abraham and said, To your offspring I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him.
神向亚伯兰显现说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛。
That is the way God works.
这就是神做工的方式。
He reassures us right at the time when we are baffled and confused.
正当我们感到困扰的时候，他就消除我们的疑虑。
He reassures us right in the midst of our uncertainty and doubt.
正当我们感到疑惑的时候，他就消除我们的顾虑。
He reassures us right in the midst of our fear and anxiety.
正当我们感到忧虑的时候，他就消除我们的担忧。
He reassures us right in the midst of our puzzlement.
正当我们感到不解的时候，他就消除我们的困惑。
He comes in and affirms his promises.
他会介入并且重申他的应许。
At that point of Abraham's confusion, God said to him,
当亚伯拉罕感到困惑时，神对他说，
To your descendants I will give this land.
我要把这地赐给你的后裔。
Abraham, It is all yours, my friend.
亚伯拉罕，我的朋友，这地全是你的。
But have you ever felt that even the Lord's assurance is not a real source of comfort?
但有时候，就算得到了神的保证，你仍然不能感受到真正的安慰，是吗？
Sometimes, in the midst of your puzzlement, the Lord's assurance does not comfort you.
有时在困惑的当中，神的保证并没有带给你安慰。
Abraham's puzzlement is now doubled even by God's assurance.
这时就算得到神的保证，亚伯拉罕的困惑反而增加了。
God promised Abraham a son.
神应许亚伯拉罕将会有一个儿子。
Not only does he not have a son, but Abraham is very old and Sarah is barren.
当时亚伯拉罕不但没有儿子，而且他年纪大了。他的妻子撒拉是不能生育的。
And now God tells Abraham that this land of Canaan, which is filled with fierce people, belongs to Abraham.
现在神告诉亚伯拉罕，这个住满了强悍人民的迦南地将要成为他的居所。
Listening friends, do you see this point?
亲爱的朋友，你看出其中的特点吗？
Sometimes your problem may be too big for you to handle.
有时候你所遇见的困难不是你处理得了的。
Even when you are trying to appear strong and resilient.
即使你打肿脸充胖子，尽了全力都没用。
But it is not too big for God, and if you are in His perfect will,
但那困难对神来说算不得什么。同时，你要顺服神完美的旨意。
What God may be waiting for is your repentance and surrender.
不然，神可能会等待，等待你悔改和降服。
What God may be waiting for is your willingness to give up relying on your own strength.
神可能在等待你放弃依靠自己的力量。
What God may be waiting for is your willingness to let go of the facade.
神可能在等待你放弃虚伪的外表。
And Abraham does.
而亚伯拉罕顺服了。
So Abraham pitched his tent and built an altar.
亚伯拉罕搭了一座帐篷，又筑了一座坛。
When you study the life of Abraham very carefully, you will notice the following.
当你仔细研究亚伯拉罕的生平时，你就会发现。
When Abraham is at the center of the will of God, he always pitched a tent and built an altar.
每当亚伯拉罕行在神旨意当中，他必定搭帐篷并筑一座坛。
Abraham's tent is a symbol of his temporary dwelling.
亚伯拉罕的帐篷象征着他临时的居所。
The tent is a symbol that he is not consumed with material possessions.
帐篷表示他并没有被物质生活所支配。
The tent is a symbol of his being vulnerable to the Lord's will.
帐篷表示他降服在神的旨意下。
The tent is a symbol that he is ready for the master's call.
帐篷表示他随时听命于神的吩咐。
Those who were permanently settled built with rocks and stones.
那些准备安居的人会用岩石和石块建造房子。
But Abraham's tent indicates the temporary nature of his life.
但是亚伯拉罕的帐篷显示他过的生活是短暂的，会经常迁移的。
The altar was built of stone, indicating the durability of his fellowship with God.
坛是用石头筑的，表示他跟神的关系坚固而恒久。
In the Bible, there are three purposes for which an altar is built.
在圣经里，筑坛有三个目的。
First,
第一，
it is the place of meeting between God and his people.
那是神跟他的子民相会的地方。
Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Joshua, and many others have built an altar for meeting with God.
以撒、雅各、摩西、约书亚和其他很多人都为神筑坛，在那儿与神见面。
Secondly,
第二，
it is a place of sacrifice.
那是向神献祭的地方。
They sacrifice bulls, goats, and lambs on the altars that they built. And later on, Abraham was asked to offer his son as a sacrifice.
他们在所筑的坛上献上牛羊，后来神要亚伯拉罕献上儿子为祭。
The third purpose for building an altar is to be the place of prayer.
筑坛的第三个目的是坛成为祷告的地方。
In Revelation 8:3-4 tells us that the prayer offered by God's people are symbolized by incense on the altar of God.
启示录八章三至四节告诉我们，在坛上烧的香表征着神子民献上的祷告。另有一位天使拿着金香炉来站在祭坛旁边，有许多香赐给他，要和众圣徒的祈祷一同献在宝座前的金坛上。那香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷从天使的手中一同升到神面前。
Let me ask you a question, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，让我问你一个问题。
Do you have an altar?
你有一个祭坛吗？
Do you have a place where you meet God on a regular basis?
你是否有一个经常跟神相遇的地方？
Do you have a place where you offer sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to the Lord?
你是否有一个向神献上颂赞和感谢之祭的地方？
Do you have a place where you offer intercession before God?
你是否有一个你向神祷告代求的地方？
Verses 9 to the end of chapter 12 of the book of Genesis.
请看创世纪十二章第九节一直到最后一节。
Gives us a clear example of how a man of God can get out of the will of God and start the downhill descent.
这段经文给我们一个很清楚的例子，一个属神的人如何离开神的旨意，跟着就走下坡。
Verse 9 to the end of chapter 12.
请听创世纪第十二章第九节到最后一节。后来亚伯兰又渐渐迁往南地去，那地遭遇饥荒，因饥荒甚大，亚伯兰就下到埃及去，要在那里暂居。将近埃及，就对他妻子撒来说，我知道你是容貌俊美的妇人，埃及人看见你必说，这是他的妻子，他们就要杀我，却叫你存活。求你说，你是我的妹子，使我因你得平安，我的命也因你存活。即使亚伯兰到了埃及，埃及人看见那妇人极其美貌，法老的臣宰看见了他，就在法老面前夸奖他，那妇人就被带进法老的宫去。法老因这妇人就厚待亚伯兰，亚伯兰得了许多牛羊、骆驼、公驴、母驴、仆婢。耶和华因亚伯兰妻子撒来的缘故，降大灾与法老和他的全家。法老就召了亚伯兰来说，你这向我做的是什么事呢？为什么没有告诉我她是你的妻子？为什么说她是你的妹子，以致我把她娶来要做我的妻子？现在你的妻子在这里，可以带她走吧。于是法老吩咐人将亚伯兰和他妻子并他所有的都送走了。
Someone said the following.
有人这么说，
Biblical truth is like the pinnacle of a steep, slippery mountain.
圣经的真理就像险峻的山峰。
One step away and you find yourself on the downgrade.
只要走错一步就会往下掉。
I believe this with all my heart.
我打从心底同意这道理。
Abraham only took one step away from the will of God and the rest is history.
亚伯拉罕只走错一步离开了神的旨意，但后果已成定局。
Abraham did not go to Egypt right away.
亚伯拉罕并不是一去就去了埃及。
No.
他没有这么做。
He went into the Negev first.
他先到南地去。
The Negev was only halfway to Egypt.
南地位于通往埃及的半途中。
He probably thought to himself, I can always get back to Canaan.
他可能这么想，我随时都可以回到迦南去。
But it wasn't long before he turned his back on his altar.
但是没多久他就离开了祭坛。
And folded his tent.
把帐篷收起来。
And packed his bags.
收拾好行装。
And left the place which God had chosen for him.
离开神为他选择的地方。
In verse 10 it says there was a famine in the land.
第十节的经文说，那地遭遇饥荒。
Abraham was hungry.
亚伯拉罕挨饿了。
After all, a man needs to eat.
人总是要吃东西的。
Please listen to me carefully.
请留心听着。
God did not tell Abraham to go to Canaan so that he could die.
神并没有叫他到迦南去饿死。
I will give you the land to you and your descendants.
神说，我要把这地赐给你和你的后裔。
In other words, Abraham's food and Abraham's welfare are God's problem.
换句话说，神会负责亚伯拉罕的食物和需要。
Please listen carefully.
请你留心地听着。
Egypt in the scripture is the place to go to when you are running away from the will of God.
要知道，圣经中提到的埃及常常是一个让人逃避神旨意的地方。
Egypt was the symbol of the flesh.
埃及象征着属肉体的。
Egypt was a symbol that when you stop trusting in God and you trust in man.
埃及象征着人不再信赖神，却信赖人。
Egypt was a symbol of leaning upon your worldly wisdom instead of the Lord's wisdom.
埃及象征着人倚靠属世的才智，而不是倚靠从神而来的智慧。
Egypt was a symbol of the chains and shackles of Satan and his bondage.
埃及象征着撒旦的锁链和镣铐，以及他的辖制。
So for Abraham, going to Egypt symbolized moving out of the will of God and into do-it-yourself kind of obedience.
对于亚伯拉罕来说， 到埃及去意味着离开神的旨意，而且按照自己的意思行事。
What happens when you get out of the will of God?
当你离开神的旨意，会有什么事情发生呢？
You will find that continuing in sin becomes easy.
你会发觉犯罪来得容易多了。
I'll tell you something else that accompanies getting out of the will of God.
让我告诉你，离开神的旨意后，还有什么会随之而来的呢？
Fear.
恐惧。
When Abraham was in the will of God,
当亚伯拉罕行在神的旨意中，
He came to Canaan and saw those mean and fierce Canaanites.
他来到迦南，看见那些满怀恶意又凶悍的迦南人。
But that did not frazzle him one bit.
但他并没有被吓到。
But he built an altar and pitched his tent.
他反倒筑了一座坛，又搭起了帐篷。
But now that he's out of the will of God,
但是他现在离开神的旨意，
he was fearful.
他就感到害怕了。
All he could think of was his own safety.
他只想到自己的安全。
Well, in those days, it was the prerogative of Pharaoh to take any woman he wanted into his house.
那时候法老王有权把他所喜欢的女人带进宫里。
If the woman is married, the ruler would order the death of her husband so he could keep her to himself.
如果那是已婚的妇女，法老王可以先处死她丈夫，然后把她据为己有。
And Abraham did not like this part about killing of the husband.
亚伯拉罕当然不希望成为被处死的丈夫。
Sarah must have been a beautiful woman.
撒拉一定是个很漂亮的女人。
Even at the age of 65.
虽然那时她已经65岁了。
And Abraham knew that.
而且亚伯拉罕心里明白。
So he asked her to join him in the big lie.
所以他要求撒拉跟他一起撒谎。
Say that you are my sister.
求你说你是我的妹子。
Which is half truth because she was his half sister.
这倒有一半是真的，因为撒拉确实是他的堂妹。
My listening friends, please listen to me very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请你留心听清楚。
It is all the intention of the heart.
全在于心里的动机。
And the intention of the heart of Abraham was to deceive for self-protection.
亚伯拉罕为了求自保而说谎。
Well, the immediate fruit of sin might not be visible.
今天我们也许不会马上看见犯罪的后果。
And the Bible says that sin is pleasurable for a season.
圣经说犯罪是一时之乐。
Immediately, Abraham was rewarded with wealth and cattle, and Pharaoh lavished gifts upon him.
亚伯拉罕暂时获得了法老王慷慨赠送的大批财富和牛羊。
But when God intervened, no doubt Abraham reaped shame and embarrassment.
但是当神介入时，亚伯拉罕所换来的却是羞愧和困窘。
Despite Abraham's lack of trust, God preserved him anyway.
虽然亚伯拉罕对神缺乏信心，但是神仍然保守了他。
What did this say about Abraham's testimony?
亚伯拉罕所做的是怎么样的见证呢？
Listening friend,
亲爱的朋友，
Christians who are the most vulnerable to sin are those who think that because they have been justified in the sight of God, can live any way they want.
最容易陷入最终的基督徒，就是那些已经得着神的救赎，自以为从此可以任意而行的人。
They think that because they are righteous in the sight of God, they don't need to guard against sin.
他们以为在神眼中自己已被称义，就不需要对罪加以防范。
Some of you are more dependent on your religious affiliation than the gospel of genuine repentance.
有些人依靠宗教关系，多于依靠使人真正悔改的福音。
Some of you are more tied into the gospel of religious ritual than the gospel of surrender.
有些人依靠宗教上的礼仪，多于依靠使人真正顺服的福音。
Some of you are more concerned about your image in the community than purity of life.
有些人关心自己在社会上的形象，多于关心生命的纯洁。
And what God is saying to us today through the failure of Abraham is this.
今天神借着亚伯拉罕的失败来教导我们。
Put your whole trust in me and I will direct your path.
你要专心仰赖我，我必指引你的路。
You don't need to run into Egypt.
你不用逃到埃及去。
For whoever wants to save his life will lose it.
凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命。
But whoever loses his life for me will find it.
凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命。
It is my prayer that you would say yes to Jesus.
我祈求神，你对耶稣说，我愿意。
And until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再见。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译，透过亚伯拉罕的经历，给我们一个很好的提醒，我们也常常会犯罪，却不愿意承认罪过，而且不愿意马上悔改。圣经也说，凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。神借着亚伯拉罕的失败来告诉我们，我们要专心仰赖耶和华，耶和华必指引我们的道路。感谢神，天路导向将免费提供两本小册子《足能得胜》和《击倒了站起来》，请电邮给我们，我们的邮箱是导向汉语拼音@良友.net， 就是 DAOXIANG@良友.net。请注明天路导向的小册子，您便可获得。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。
相信你的